afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. You may have heard about the James Webb Space Telescope, which was launched into space on Christmas Day last year. This is a seriously large telescope compared to other space telescopes, of which there are only a handful. It has 18 gold-plated mirrors and is 6.5 meters in diameter, compared to the most famous space telescope, the Hubble, which has a mirror of a mere 2.4 meters in diameter. And those who know anything about astronomy may be aware that size is all. The bigger the mirror, the more light can be collected from distant stars. Anyhow, it's recently been hit by a meteoroid. But before we get too dismayed that this $10 billion endeavour has bit the dust, this is only a dust-sized mote, and not expected to limit the mission's overall performance. If you're waiting for the first images from the space web, they will be available in about a month to the general public. So the meteorite left a dimple on the mirror's surface, and this can cause some distortion, but it can be dealt with. This is actually the fifth strike on the James Webb, and the most significant. Unlike other telescopes, which tend to be housed inside tubes, this mirror is exposed. However, it was designed with such exposure in mind, and contingencies were incorporated into the choice of materials, the construction of components, and the different modes of operating the telescope. The technical deputy project manager at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center said, "We always knew that Webb would have to weather the space environment, which includes harsh ultraviolet light and charged particles from the sun, cosmic rays from exotic sources in the galaxy, and occasional strikes by micrometeoroids within our solar system. We designed and built Webb with performance margin, optical, thermal, electrical, mechanical, to ensure it can perform its ambitious science mission even after many years in space." Okay, so that's not too bad then. Longer term, the scientists intend to use Webb to try to see the very first stars, which lit up the cosmos more than 13.5 billion years ago. They'll also train the telescope's big eye on the atmospheres of distant planets to see if those worlds might be habitable. On to news of another telescope in space. The European Space Agency's Gaia telescope has just published a new data release which contains a catalogue of almost 2 billion stars in our galaxy. What is noteworthy in this new release is some strange star quakes, asymmetric motions, and detailed chemical maps of the galaxy. One of the most surprising discoveries coming out of the new data is that Gaia is able to detect star quakes, tiny motions on the surface of a star that change the shapes of stars, something the observatory was not originally built for. Such vibrations have not been detected before either, and examining the chemical composition of stars, Gaia can determine how many stars have come from other galaxies and are now hitching a ride in ours. We now know that there's a great deal of diversity in what stars are made of and their life cycles. Our Sun formed thanks to the assembly of stars and gas of different origins. Gaia was launched in December 2013 and has been surveying our galaxy since then, creating a detailed three-dimensional map which will tell us about the evolutionary history of our galaxy. Both the James Webb and the Gaia Space Telescopes are in orbit around a place called the Lagrange Point 2, or L2 as people tend to call it, and this is 1.5 million kilometres from Earth in the direction away from the Sun. In February, the two spacecraft were 1 million kilometres apart from each other, and in fact Gaia managed to take a picture of the James Webb at that time. Although Gaia was not designed to take images, one part of an instrument on board can take pictures, and the scientists knew at a particular time that the orbits of the two telescopes would be in the right position for Gaia to snap the newcomer to space. It just appears as a tiny gold dot on the image, but there's so little out there, and space is so incredibly vast, it's kind of cute to think that these two very different telescopes are hanging out in the same chunk of our backyard. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.